Well, there are arguably several people that we can call Mr. or Miss New Mexico. I'm going to point out one person who I think of as Mr. New Mexico. He was a four-time governor of New Mexico, an FBI agent during World War II, a member of the New Mexico legislature before becoming governor, again, four times as governor. He was a U.S. senator, and for 32 years, he was a federal judge. I'll tell you about him. Michael Swickert here. Welcome to Enchanting People of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces. Our award-winning Hatch Green and Red Chili, boy, is it good. It's from locally owned farms in Hatch, New Mexico, the chili capital of the world. I want to tell you about Edwin Meacham, Ed Meacham, who lived a full active life of service in New Mexico. He was born in Alamogordo on July 2, 1912, just 6 months after New Mexico became a state. He died 90 years later after an extraordinary life. He was the first New Mexico governor to have been born in the state of New Mexico when it was a state, not a territory. I've talked about many extraordinary New Mexico people on these People podcasts, but I believe Ed Meacham's life in New Mexico to be one of the most productive for New Mexico. Again, to me, he's Mr. New Mexico. Now, partly personal, I lived in the 1980s for 2 years in Las Cruces next door to his son Walter and wife Janet, Walter and Janet Meacham. Lovely people. I talked history with Walter many times since I was doing a New Mexico history project for the Borman Automotive Dealerships in 1986. I did a radio commercial and a newspaper column each day of the year about something interesting that was happening on that day in New Mexico history. Now, I use that same research somewhat in these Enchanting Stories and Enchanting People of New Mexico podcasts. There is data about Ed Meacham you can easily find, but there is ever so much more to tell about him. His father, Edwin Meacham Sr., became a district judge in Las Cruces, so while they were living in Alamogordo, then the wife and the three boys moved to Las Cruces from Alamogordo. Edwin attended the college in Las Cruces, which is now known as New Mexico State University, a couple of years, and then worked as a land surveyor for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation in Las Cruces for 3 years. 1985, he returned to college, and then I decided to attend the University of Arkansas School of Law, where he graduated in 1939. Returned to Las Cruces to practice law with his father. Now, there's an Arkansas connection with the law school there. Ed's grandfather, Colonel Homer Meacham, lived there and was an attorney. Ed's father got a law degree there, and so did Ed in 1939. Ed Meacham was at least the seventh generation American by the name of Meacham. I found records of his great-great-great-I-hope-I-get-enough-great-grandfather, Francis Meacham, in 1731, who was in Pennsylvania. When talking about former Governor Ed Meacham, I must stress that in his life he had incredible triumphs, but he also had terrible tragedies, which I'll tell you about. According to many who watched his demeanor when he was a federal judge for 32 years, he was calm and not overly taken by being a judge, so that the very human side of him came out in those years on the federal bench. Michael Swickert here, Enchanting People of New Mexico. Each Wednesday we do a podcast on people special to New Mexico. You can hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. Talking about someone that I consider when he was alive to be Mr. New Mexico and have not changed my mind after he died at age 90. Now, I just mentioned the word tragedy along with Ed Meacham. In 1943, he had the joy of twin boys being born on November 23, 1944. But it was just 1 month after his older brother, a member of the 38th Infantry, 96th Division, Lieutenant Colonel Jesse Meacham, was killed as the American troops were retaking the Philippines from the Japanese Army. Now, speaking of tragedy, Ed Meacham's brother Jesse had entered the U.S. Army in 1936, 3 years after he graduated from what is now New Mexico State University. He graduated in 1933 with a degree in economics and high honors. So 1 month after his older brother died in combat in the Philippines, the twin boys were born. That was Jesse and Walter. In February 1968, First Lieutenant Jesse Meacham, one of the twins, was killed in action while commanding the 3rd Platoon Company B, 5th Battalion, 60th Infantry Mechanized 3rd Brigade of the 9th Infantry Division. This was in the aftermath of the 1968 Tet Offensive. As I said earlier, I lived next door to Walter and his wife, Janet, from 1985 to 1987, and I was aware that Meacham Hall on the campus of New Mexico State University at that time was named to honor the service of both Walter's twin brother, Lieutenant Jesse Meacham, and Walter's uncle, Ed Meacham's brother, Lieutenant Colonel Jesse Meacham. So there was a Meacham Hall there. Ed Meacham was an FBI agent on the West Coast from 1942 to 1945. And it contributed to the mystique of Ed Meacham. Yes, he had a mystique about something. He had incredible recall with his memory. Now, he told the story that the FBI was watching San Francisco and Oakland, the bay areas there near the ocean and near the docks. His job was to note all license plates of cars and trucks. But here's where it gets interesting. He wasn't allowed to have a pencil and paper. He had to develop the ability to memorize each of the license plate numbers and letters they had to recall later when he was writing a report. The other story he told, I thought was funny, was the coldest winter he ever spent was the summers he spent in San Francisco. And I've heard that from other people who found the cold, damp summers in San Francisco somewhat dreadful. After the FBI experience, Ed Meacham moved his family back to Las Cruces, and he decided to get involved in politics. Now, in November 1946, his first try at it, he was elected to the New Mexico legislature, served one term. What you have to know about that time, the Republican Party had been out of power for 20 years in the governor's office. There had been 10 Democrat governor elections. No Republicans had been able to get in, yet Republican Ed Meacham threw himself into running for governor, traveled all over the state. He served two terms after winning in November 1950. And he then didn't run the next time. He was doing other things. Now, the next election, he decided to run again. He was back in the governor's seat, but was beaten in the next election by John Burroughs. Nope, he didn't give up. Ed Meacham wanted to be governor, so are you ready for this? He ran again and won for a fourth time. He was the 15th, first and second, and then the 17th and the 19th governors of New Mexico. Four terms. He was finishing his fourth term as governor of New Mexico when long-term U.S. Senator Dennis Chavez died. And so under the 17th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, Ed Meacham arranged his appointment to fill out the 2 years of Senator Chavez's term. Well, since then, he wasn't the governor anymore. It put the lieutenant governor, Tom Bolak, in the governor's office, I get this, for 32 days. Tom and his wife didn't even move from Farmington to Santa Fe. He would drive there and spend a couple of days there, but he didn't bother moving to be governor for 32 days, but he is listed as one of the governors. Now, 2 years later, Ed Meacham was defeated for U.S. Senator, and he returned to private practice. What an interesting, so he had spent some time in Washington being a senator. Michael Swickert here, Enchanting People of New Mexico. Every Wednesday we do podcasts on people special to New Mexico. You can hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. So, talking about four-time governor of New Mexico, Ed Meacham, who then served as a U.S. senator but was defeated 2 years after taking office. He was there to serve out Senator Dennis Chavez's term when Chavez died suddenly. For the next 6 years, Ed Meacham was in private practice, and a lot of people thought that he was dead. That was the, you know, as a former governor, he was kind of an elder statesman, and that was the end of it. But, and I do, President Richard Nixon on September 3rd, 1970, nominated Ed Meacham to the United States District Court for the District of New Mexico, the federal court. It was a new federal seat that had just been authorized by Congress. And Ed Meacham was confirmed by the United States Senate a month later and received his commission on October 14th, 1970, lived in Albuquerque because he was on the federal bench. And for the next 32 years, he served. Now, after 12 years, he was 70 years of age, and so he did 20 of those years in senior status, where he still did some of the work, but it was a reduced workload. He died November 27th, 2002, at age 90. The interesting thing about Ed Meacham, with his time in the FBI and the U.S. Senate to being out of state, the other 85 years of Ed Meacham was spent happily in New Mexico. And it was said by people who knew him all over the state, and I have run into people all over the state, that he knew every crossroads, he knew every diner. And the thing was, as I was talking about his phenomenal memory that he developed while being an FBI agent, he was able to remember faces and names all over the state. He'd see people he hadn't seen for a long time, and he would remember their name. Many people used to call him Big Ed, and while most people called him Governor Meacham. His uncle and his dad's brother, Merritt Meacham, was the first Meacham governor. See, we've had two different Meacham governors. He was the fifth governor of New Mexico, and after one term said, well, that's enough of that, and didn't run for governor again. Now, Merritt Meacham was also a territorial New Mexico Supreme Court justice before he ran for and won with 54% of the vote, being governor. So both Merritt and Ed Meacham served on the judicial bench, and they also were governors. When I'm in Ruidoso and I go down Meacham Drive, I smile because it always makes me stop and think of Mr. New Mexico, Ed Meacham. Let's talk about Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico, a sponsor of these podcasts. You can visit the website, freshchilico.com, see the many products that they can ship to your door. I especially love the blend of red and green chili in a jar. You can get that in mild, medium, hot, and extra hot to meet your taste heat needs. But I want to point one thing out some people don't know. You can buy a yearly Fresh Chili membership, which does a number of things for you. First, you get 20% off every order. Within the United States, you get free shipping, also 5% cash back on every order, $10 in store credits upon signing up, and you get easy access to the new drops of flavor, members-only products, and priority customer support, so you can check it out. If chili's an important part of your kitchen routine, like it is for me, you can get a yearly purchase of a membership, and you do so at freshchilico.com website. Now, let me tell you about something I think is over the top. It's Salsa Roja. Like the name says, it is Hatch Jalapeno Salsa Roja, inspired by traditional Mexican salsa, creamy and spicy. I like to put it on salads, but you can put it on almost anything else that you would normally have, and you will be happy with that. This is Michael Swickard with Enchanting People of New Mexico, brought to you by the Fresh Chili Company. Thank you for your time today. We'll always have lots of news and stories about New Mexico on these podcasts. Now, if you have something or especially someone you'd like me to talk about, write to me, michael@freshtillico.com, michael@freshtillico.com. Have a great rest of your day and eat plenty of that good Hatch Valley chili. Like I always say, some chili is good, more is better, as long as it's Hatch Valley chili. Bye for now.